عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Mr. Shahid, tell Samir to increase the volume. Increase it a lot.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله
اللهم صل على محمد
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين والخيرين من أصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أم من يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون صدق الله العلي العظيم In this life, people have been divided into two groups. One group are the successful ones, and the other group obviously are the opposite of success, which is failure, and the failures. And for each one of them, success or failure, there are reasons. Those who became successful did not become successful by chance or coincidence or fortune or luck. There is no room for fortune or luck in religion. People think that someone is lucky because he did nothing but he gained something. It's not like that. There are reasons for success. There are reasons as well as reasons for failures, because this life is based on precise and strict hisabat and measurements. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ عِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدَارٍ When it comes to God, He created everything with measurement, with organization, with reason. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدْرٍ Everything in this universe has been created with a reason and measurement. We don't have something called surplus in this universe. Neither we have something called shortages. إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدْرٍ This universe is governed by a law from day one to the last day. And that law, an axiom, is called العلّة والمعلول. The cause and effect. Everything in this universe is based on cause and effect. Nations and communities and countries that are successful, they became successful and a prosperous and advanced and developed because they were holding to the reasons and causes and the path of success. Even though some of them are non-believers, or many of them are non-believers, but economically, they are successful. We need them. Muslims need their hospitals, their schools, their universities, their technologies. Even though they don't worship God, they sometimes, in some cases, they worship idols, but they became successful because they were following the path of material success in this life. And Allah says in Surah Al-Isra, كُلًّا نُمِدُّ هَؤُلَاءِ وَهَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ عَطَاءِ رَبِّكَ وَمَا كَانَ عَطَاءُ رَبِّكَ مَحْبُورًا. We supply and we give success to both sides, the believers and non-believers, if they follow the path of success. We supply them, we support them, and we give them, even if they reject God. But in this life, they become successful. And communities and nations and countries that are hungry and underdeveloped and poor and failures, they became so because they followed the path of failure. Not because something God wanted, God has written upon them or decreed upon them or ordained upon them. That was their own choice. Even though they pack the mosques during Fridays. I've been to some countries in Africa. On Fridays, the mosque is packed and it overflows outside. But in the same neighborhood, in the same country, in the same city, in the same neighborhood, you cannot venture outside the hotel because it is not safe. The masjid is packed, but the market is not safe. The street is not safe. This is failure. This type of worshipping is useless. It's useless. Because it could not help you to organize your own life. In this lower life, let alone the upper one and the next one. وَمَنْ لَا مَعَاشَ لَهُ لَا مَعَادَ لَهُ. If this, your life here is a mess, definitely that one is going to be a mess too. If you cannot fix this small life here, you would not be able to fix the next one. Islam came for both. Islam did not come only to fix for you the next life. He came for this one. He says, this is the beginning. الدنيا مزرعة الآخرة. This is. You plant here, you harvest there. If you don't plant here, you don't harvest there. You go there empty-handed. And one of the most important reasons, ingredients of success in this life, at least in this life, which is a prelude for the next, is to have a goal in your life. Hadaf, aim. You have an aim. You ask yourself every single day, what is my aim? What is my goal? What I'm trying to do? What I'm trying to achieve in this life? Do I have a goal or not? Many people are goalless. They don't have goal. Or they don't even know about their aim and their objective in this life. Because they are, and this is why they are not focused. If you are not focused on this life, on certain things, be it when you go to school, when you are a student, or in your family, with your family member and children, or in the workforce, wherever. Well, whatever you are pursuing, whether it is fame or wealth or influence or power, you need to set a goal for yourself. You need to say, this is my goal. I know my goal. I know my path. I know what I am doing. You have to have a goal. One time we were in a safari in Africa, and the friend who took us there, he said, look at those lions who are sitting here. When there is an animal passing, they focus only on one. They put their attention, their eyes, on one of them, one victim, to prey on him. They don't divide their attention. The lion puts his eyes and his brain and his mind and his focus and his attention on only one animal. And then he starts chasing him. He starts chasing him until he captures him. Because if he does not put his eyes on one, he's going to come back empty-handed. But when he focuses on one of them, he has a goal, he will capture him. This is life. This is the life with animals and with humans. You have to have a goal in your life. Some people, they are lost and confused. When you ask them, what is your goal? You keep changing your majors at school. You keep changing your job in this life. You keep changing partners. What is your goal? What do you want to do? They don't know. They don't know. They are lost. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي Surah Yusuf عليه السلام قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ I know what I'm doing, the Prophet says. I know this is my path and I know what I'm doing. بَصِيرَة عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ I am working on a clear evidence, clear vision of what I am doing. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ مِنْ أَمْرِ I am 100% sure and confident and certain of what I am doing. This is why I move forward in this life. The second ingredient for success is that this life is too short. So when you choose a goal and that aim and that objective, it has to be the highest. Don't go for the lowest. If you can do more, do more. Go for the highest so you can achieve more in this life. This life is too short. We don't have much time. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ You have been made, composed of only a number of days. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, he did not say a number of years, a number of days, which is very true. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَدَدُ أَيَّامٍ فَكُلُّ يَوْمٍ يَمْضِي فِيكَ يَمْضِي بِبَعْضِكَ Each day that passes by, which is a Friday, today is gone, it takes part of me away. We are like a marathon runners, competitors, contestants in a marathon. On Sunday you're going to have LA Marathon. Thousands of participants and runners and racers. This life is a big marathon. Every day there is a marathon in this life. And we are heading to the final line. And every second counts. Not every day, every second counts. This is the marathon. What did you do? Ask yourself. You have to choose the best, the highest. And Allah has given you this ability. If you can produce more, you have to produce more. Whether in social life, whether in material life, or in spiritual and moral life. If you can shelter two orphans, you should not shelter one, because you have the ability to do two, or to do four, or ten. If you can help one family, it means that you can help another family. Do more. Try to build your credit in this life. Life is too short, because we need all these points, all these credits, we need them. أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. ليس لأنفسكم ثمن إلا الجنة فلا تبيعوها إلا بها. Your soul and your nafs and yourself has only one price tag. Do not give concession on that price tag. And that price tag is paradise. Do not sell it for less. فلا تبيعوها إلا بها. Do not waste your time in this short, short-lived life. Very short. What is 70 years or 80 years? It's nothing. And we are moving to the end. We are getting close to the end. Day by day and week by week. And those who live in America, they feel it better than those who live in the Middle East. When you have a relaxed life here, the time passes by very quickly. You don't feel the week, you don't feel the month or the year. You don't feel it here. So don't sell yourself cheap. Sell it for the right price tag. Don't give concession. فَلَا تَبِعُهَا إِلَّا بِهَا. Try to find the best investments in this life. And the most lucrative. And this is why I always say to the young generation, and many of you in this audience are young, do not waste your time. Don't waste your time. Your time is valuable. Your time is priceless. Do not waste it in sessions. The hadith describe these sessions as being majalisul battalin, the sessions of those who have nothing to do, only chatting, only gossiping. Don't waste your time. Stay away from them. Today I say that in the Muslim countries we have this disease phenomena of radicalism and terrorism, Irhab. ISIS is recruiting a large number of our youth, the young generation in the Arab and Muslim countries. As far as China, they are joining ISIS. Do you know? People from China, people from Russia, Chechnya, other places, Africa. But there is something even more dangerous than radicalism. Within the Arab and Muslim youth in the Muslim countries, there is something even more dangerous. Battalin, those who have no jobs, those who don't go to school, they are more dangerous than ISIS. Because ISIS can recruit thousands, tens of thousands. But those who have nothing to do and no aim and no goal and no production and no value, they are in millions. Go to the coffee houses, قهوة خانة, مقهى. Go and see, look at yours. Look yourself, what's happening. Most of them young generation. Doing argila, smoking, and sitting there. Or people are busy nowadays with this, 24 hours. They don't even watch their steps, you know. Always. Chatting. This is gossip. This is a new type. Sometimes you gossip with the mouth, sometimes with your fingers. Same thing. Killing their time and wasting their time. And the time is one of the things that Allah is going to ask us about it on the Day of Judgment. وَعَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَ أَفْنَاهُ عَنْ عُمْرِهِ فِيمَ أَفْنَاهُ. Your time, your life. How did you spend it? In what? So don't kill the time. Don't waste your time. Whether you are male or female, young, old, adult, don't waste your time. You build in this time, which is wasted, you build the akhirah. You purchase a properties there. If someone now here holds your hand and he says, come with me, I'm going to show you a property you purchased today for 100,000, you sell it next week for 500,000. We would all follow him and go with him, including me. We will go and buy this property because within 1 week you make $400,000. Allah says, I am inviting you to purchase properties there. With your good deeds. You don't have to have money in your pocket. With your good deeds. By learning, by going to school, you purchase properties there. You go to school here to college with an intention to serve your nation, your ummah, your community, your family, yourself. You purchase property there. Helping out your parents, being respectful to your parents. I said this last night here on the pulpit. The hadith says, you are standing and doing nothing. You don't have to spend money. You don't have to spend food. A child of 2 years old passes by and you smile into his face or her face. A child, maybe. This is sadaqah. This is an act of charity. This is hasanah itself. It's hasanah. You can build hasanat. So why wasting our time? Why using this time where I can buy land and properties and paradise with it? Why I wasted in this dunya going to Jahannam with this time? Why? أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَحْدَىٰ أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ Allah says those both, these two are not equal. The one who knows his way, he knows his direction, he knows his goal, with the one who مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ He walks headlong. His face is down. He doesn't know what he is doing. They are not equal. أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ أَحْدَىٰ is more guided, or the one who knows what he is doing. أَمَّنْ يَمْشِي سَوِيًّا عَلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين
اللهم صل على
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته عليا أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. There are two important concepts in Islam which both are required and both have been encouraged by our religion. One is called ambition, طموح. Striving to be a better person. The aspiration, the enthusiasm for development and growth and success in this life. طموح. The second is called قناعة, which is contentment and being happy with what you have. Some people think there is a clash between them. On the one hand, Islam says you have to be ambitious وأن ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى وأن سعيه سوف يرى ثم يجزاه الجزاء الأوفى. Nothing would be left for you except what you achieve. So you have to achieve more and more. You have to work harder and harder. This is ambition. The hadith says, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam says, Man tasawa yawmahu fahwa maghboon. If the achievements and the production of your 2 days, which is today and yesterday, are the same amount of production, then you are a loser. Because you have to do more today. And tomorrow you have to do better than today. Man tasawa yawmahu fahwa maghboon. You have to be ambitious. You have to work harder. You have to achieve more. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, Islam says, listen, don't be greedy. What you have, be happy with what you have. So which one is right? There is a clash. It seems that there is a clash between them. Two answers. One answer, some scholars say, Islam says, for the affairs of the dunya, for the affairs of this lower life, material achievements, financial achievements, you have to be modest. And you have to have qana'ah, contentment. Whatever you made today, thank God. And don't look at what others did. Don't look at their achievements. Thank God for what He gave you. Don't be greedy. Don't ask for more. Be content. Be happy and satisfied with what God has given you. But when it comes to the akhirah, you have to be greedy. You have to ask more. You have to work more for the akhirah. And therefore the word tama', which is greed, Allah used it for the akhirah. He says tama' for the dunya is not good. The greed for the dunya is not good, but for the akhirah is desirable. And thus, the Holy Quran says, إِنَّا نَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لَنَا رَبُّنَا خَطَايَانَا إِن كُنَّا أَوَّلَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Those are the sorcerers during the time of Moses and Pharaoh, Sahara, sorcerers. When they accepted faith, they said, we have earnest desire that God will forgive us. نَطْمَع. In another verse, Allah says, وَنَطْمَعْ. This is regarding the Catholic priests, Christian priests who accepted Islam. This is in Surah Al-Ma'idah. وَنَطْمَعْ أَن يُدْخِلَنَا رَبُّنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الصَّالِحِينَ. We look forward. نَطْمَعْ. So for the Akhirah, you have to have a greed, a positive greed, because you want to be there higher and higher. You don't want to go to Jannah, to paradise, and then they put you in a storage here at the back of Jannah. There is a storage for the lazy people there. You don't want to do that. In Jannah, the most beautiful enjoyment is not the rivers or the Hur al-Ain or the food or the meat or the birds or this or that. The most beautiful enjoyment of paradise is when you are able to listen to God. When you are able to see on a daily basis the face of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His companionship, him and his family in paradise. That's the enjoyment, real enjoyment. Not the food or the drink. The hadith says when the people of paradise, they make it finally to paradise, and they take their seats. يَأْتِيهُمُ النِّدَاءُ مِنْ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ. The call comes from their Lord. يَا عِبَادِي لَقَدْ رَضِيتُ عَنْكُمْ أَوْ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَوْ قُدِّرَ لَهُمْ أَنْ يَمُوتُوا مِنَ الْفَرَحِ لَمَاتُوا. The call comes that now I'm happy, I'm satisfied with you. If they can die because of joy, they will die. But there is no death. In paradise, there is no death. That's the real enjoyment. When they listen to God saying, I'm happy with you today. So this is what the first group of scholars believe. that satisfaction and qana'ah is for the affairs of the dunya, but when it comes for the affairs of the akhirah, you should not have satisfaction. You have to work harder. But listen to this. Another group of scholars, they say, no, there is no contradiction between qana'ah, satisfaction, and what? And ambition. Even here in this dunya. Qana'ah does not mean contentment and satisfaction. Does not mean that you don't desire success. It means that when you are working to achieve success, if you fail, don't lose hope. Have qana'ah, don't lose hope. Don't get angry. Don't get frustrated. Don't be despondent, yes, or despaired. And this is exactly what the Quran says. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 23, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَكُمْ. When you miss an opportunity, you worked hard for this opportunity, you worked hard, you did your homework, but at the end, you missed it, you failed. You should not despair. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. What has passed you, don't be sad, don't be despaired, because there is another opportunity. Maybe that one, God did not want you to get this one. It looked good for you, but for God, it looked bad. God said, no. You don't know what is good or bad for you. I know better. I made you miss this opportunity. Last Friday, a friend of us came to me. I gave a sermon of, we don't know what happens in this world. He said, I went to the embassy to get some, you know, things done. They said, no, we don't accept you here. We don't. In one of the countries. He said, I was frustrated. I made all the documents ready, everything to submit. They said, we don't allow you to come. So he went back home, his house maybe an hour, 2 hours a drive. His mother came out very distraught, panicked. She heard in the news that the embassy was bombed while the son was coming back. He thought in the beginning that I wasted my time, you know, they rejected me. But it's not. Allah wanted you to be safe. لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ. If you are doing good in this life and you think you missed an opportunity, you did not miss it. Allah did not want you to do that because it was not good for you. It wasn't good for you. You have to be hopeful. So there is no clash between being ambitious and having qana'ah. You have to be ambitious in this life. But sometimes when there is some setbacks or failures, don't lose faith. This is the meaning of qana'ah. Don't think of committing suicide because I missed this opportunity. Do not become hopeless. Don't do that. This is the meaning of qana'ah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil haqqi wa tawasaw bis sabr. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Going to miss you for a few weeks, but I will pray for you in Mecca, Medina, and Najaf, and Karbala, and Mashhad, and Qum, inshallah. I will remember you and keep you in my dua, in my ziyarah, inshallah. Many of you by name, I made always a list with me, I carry the list. And if I don't remember your names, I remember your faces. So I'll remember you, inshallah, in dua, and I ask Allah will give you this opportunity to go and do the Umrah and the Hajj and the Ziyarah, in particular the Ziyarah of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam and Abu al-Fadl Abbas alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi'a Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibu ad-da'awat innaka ghafiru al-khati'at. Yesterday I mentioned that the name, yeah, We have a brother among us. I think he's here today. He was here last night. His name is Saleh. His friend, his close friend from the school and, you know, early days, he got involved in a car accident and unfortunately he passed away at the age of 21. We pray for him and Allah will admit him in his paradise, and we pray for his mother, his father, his siblings. Allah will bestow patience, inshallah, and perseverance on them. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat. Allahumma ihdi al muslimina lil khayri was salahi wal birri wat taqwa ya arhamar rahimin. منا على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج قائدنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات وإلى روح المرحوم هشام ملحم هلال ملحم الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.